Hello, welcome to another edition of Learn Filipino Podcast. Ako si Juan, at ngayon I will teach you Tagalog. Hey guys, it's been a month now since I posted an episode. I really don't know what to tell you guys. I've been very lazy lately. So for this episode, I just want to inform you guys of other Filipino podcasts out there that are worth checking out. It would be better if you guys would go to the site and you can just follow the links. But there's one called Learn Tagalog Easy. It's a great podcast. Two female hosts. So far they have, I think, 3 episodes. They're very enthusiastic on teaching Tagalog, so you guys should check that out. And there's another podcast called Valoria Pinoy Podcast, which is, I think, the best podcast out there. It's the best, it's the greatest podcast in the world. It's very informative, and yeah, you should check that out as well. Now, there's links in my site. Go check it out. Go to the site and check it out. And yeah, off topic here, I'm planning to go to United Kingdom this December. So if you guys are living in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, or England, please email me. You know, if I could stay in your flat for a day or so, that would be great. And if you guys can show me around town, that would be great as well. So if you're interested, please email me. That would be cool. So anyways, for this episode, I just want to teach you guys a couple of phrases. I don't have a theme for this episode, so just bear with me. Okay, let's start. Phrase 1. Marunong ka ba mag? Marunong ka ba mag? Marunong ka ba mag? This means, do you know how to, let's say, drive, right? Do you know how to drive? Marunong ka ba magmaneho? Do you know how to drive? Marunong ka ba magmaneho? If you want to say, do you know how to play guitar? You can say, marunong ka ba maggitara? Marunong ka ba maggitara? Or let's say, cook. Do you know how to cook? Marunong ka ba mag... What's cook? Magluto. There you go. I'm sorry. Marunong ka ba magluto? Luto is cook. So you just add that. Or you could have in like English, like skateboard. Do you know how to skateboard? Marunong ka ba mag-skateboard? That's how you use the phrase. And they answer with a yes or no. Or if they know how to do it, they would say, oh, marunong. They would just repeat marunong. Marunong is to know how. Marunong. Okay. Phrase 2. Phrase 2 is nakapunta ka na ba sa na ka punta ka na ba sa? This means, have you been to nakapunta ka na ba sa? Have you been to, let's say, America? Nakapuntahan ba sa America? Have you been to America? Or India? Nakapuntahan ba sa India? Have you been to India? Okay, if they answer this, like, yes, they're going to say, oh, nakapunta na ako. Oh, nakapunta na ako. Yes, I've been there. That's what it means. Have you been to nakapuntahan na ba sa? Okay, that's phrase 2. Phrase 3 is pupunta ako sa. This means I will go to, let's say, the store. I will go to the store. Pupunta ako sa tindahan store. pupunta ako sa tindahan. I will go to the store. Or if you want to say, I will go to McDonald's, you say, pupunta ako sa McDonald's. I will go to McDonald's. Okay, that's the end of episode 17. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Now, to close the podcast, I'm going to play a song from River Maya. It's my favorite Filipino band. And Orange and Lemons. But I'm going to play a song from River Maya. And the name of the song is called Wag Na Init Ulo Baby, which literally means don't be hot-headed, baby. Don't be hot-headed. That's what it means. So let's say your girlfriend is angry at you. You can just say, Wag Na Init Ulo Baby. Wag Na Init Ulo Baby. Okay. Paalam.
Gandhi.